Hi, good morning. It's Rosemary from Romney First.
Romney, this is Ms. Robinson. What do you mean they have to start putting stuff down on the sheet?
Yeah, in that space, they need to briefly put the services that they
But
provide.
you never done that. You didn't do that before. You didn't do that before. You didn't ask any of that before. On a previous time sheet, you've never asked for that.
But would you kindly include that at this time?
Sir, it's too much to put on this paper. There's not enough room for them to write everything that they do for me every day. They do everything.
They need just
they
to
do
briefly
everything.
Include.
They do everything.
To. Okay, let you speak this time.
There's no room. Half of the stuff that they do for me, it can't even fit on this paper.
No, I mean, like, they can just put, they clean, they cook, and, like clean, and stuff like that. I'm not asking them to put everything or to fill a whole paragraph over that part.
Sir, they bathe me, they feed me, they clean me up if I pee on myself. If I have an accident, they change me. They help me go to the bathroom. They do everything. They help pay bills. They do everything. I'm not allowed to do none of that. I'm not allowed to cook because I almost set my house on fire. I'm not allowed to cook. So they do everything.
Yeah, but is it possible for them to fill out briefly the duties that they do for you, like cleaning, cooking?
Sir, there's not
the
enough room to put everything
no,
that
they
do for me
to,
on this sheet. There's not enough room.
They do not need to put everything.
But if something is missing, then it might be a problem. That's what I'm saying.
I said that briefly they could include it. Okay, and I ask you again, would they, because it's not even your job to fill the time, it's theirs, would they kindly fill out that space with briefly?
Let me tell you something. Y'all got
to
stop changing stuff on these people because it's not fair to them. You say, you tell them to turn in the charm sheet. You don't tell them when you're texting them because they're calling me, telling me all they want. It's a timesheet. So they come back over, they sign a timesheet, then they got to come back over again. Mr. Morris is gone for the day.
Can you let me finish?
Mr. Morris is gone for the day. He filled his out, right? Now he's got to come back. Ms. Robinson doesn't come in to 6:45 p.m. tonight.
And they say have time for that. We have time for that. This is for this week paying, and it's everything okay.
Y'all say that, but then on Friday, when Friday comes, their checks are messed up.
No. I mean, it's just for yesterday. The weekly pay is Monday to Sunday. So
no, this is not for yesterday, sir. This is for last week. Sunday, there was a problem with the phone. I texted you that. My phone fell, and we couldn't get it back on. So there was a problem, I believe, for Sunday.
Let me see.
That's why the timesheet was done for all last week.
I asked them mainly, it's just for yesterday. I asked them only for yesterday. I didn't ask them for that last week. Let me see.
Well, sir, if you look, there was a problem Sunday with the phone.
I see it was registered somehow here, ma'am.
Excuse me?
I see it was somehow registered by Rosa and Theodore. Only those two shifts, the overnight and the afternoon shift that early morning shift that Theodore does. But I see they are there, so...
But something happened on Sunday. Sunday night, I believe something happened with the phone, sir.
I'm not sure. I only texted Rosa for last night's shift and this morning for Theodore. That's it.
Sir, something wrong was with the phone on Sunday. They couldn't do it. I don't know if something was wrong with the phone. I believe it was Sunday. I could be confused. I don't know.
Let me see something else here, Ms. Tracy, okay? Okay, I have the clock out for Theodore this morning because something may have happened in the middle of the night. I mean, like last night again, right?
Yes.
Okay, so let's do something so we can like save up all this work and stuff, okay? So I can have your verbal confirmation for this shift. In this case, for last week, I see you here, right here. I mean, somehow it's here, right here, okay? But for last night, that is the shift that I asked them for a time sheet for. In this case, I texted Rosa. You confirmed me that Rosa started her shift as usual from 6:45 p.m. until 3:45 this morning on the 20th, right?
Yes.
And this morning as well, Theodore started his shift at 3:45 a.m. until 9:45, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm putting that in right now with your verbal confirmation because at least they have a clock in and the other has a clock out. So I'm fixing it now. So as of now, there's no need for assumption. I'm having this fixed, okay? But just a kindly reminder, I mean, for next time, they don't need to put, like, a lot of things. I know that you, your condition or the things that they have to do for you, there are a lot. They do pretty much everything for you, as you just stated. But, like, next time that they submit a time sheet, just ask them to briefly put what they did for the patient. They don't need to be specific. We don't need that. It's just like they help you with cooking, like cleaning, at least three stuff that they did for you.
I don't cook. I'm going to sit in my house on fire.
I'm telling that they did, okay, something that they did. For example, they help you with cleaning. They help you with, I don't know, washing the dishes or like cleaning. They can just put that, and that's completely fine. It's just like a reminder for us to have it next time and for us to, like, save some time on this type of inconveniences, okay?
Yeah. Could you check last week to see if there was a day that got messed up? Because
I see all of it was Sunday.
I think it was Sunday. Saturday going into Sunday. 18th, I'm not sure.
17th to the 18th. I see everything is here. Okay?
Yes.
In case anything else is needed, you can also confirm here through the phone because they see that there are clock-ins and clock-outs. Rosa did fulfill her shift from 17 until the 18. This case, 6:45 until 3:45 a.m. in the morning.
Yes.
And again, for Theodore, that's Sunday the 18th from 3:45 until 9:45 in the morning. He completed his shift, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that's it. I have your confirmation.
Because we got a new, they went out and got me a new phone, so hopefully they won't have no problems.
No, I know. These things happen more than you think, okay? And Verizon, what happened last week, it had a lot of patients messed up with the clock-ins. I know. So it's something that doesn't belong to us. Okay, so everything is fixed now, okay? So it's just a kindly reminder next time that there might be another time sheet submitted or something like that, just ask them briefly to put things like this that I told you. They don't need to be specific. I know they do everything for you, but like at least three things that they free. It's just like
okay.
Kind of protocol, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome, Ms. Tracy.